I will say that if you told me he gained 5 pounds, I'd say okay. So what is that really? But 17, generally, you would notice. Like, even if you're 230 pounds, if you put on 17 pounds of muscle, I would know it. If you're 165, you know, 17 pounds of that, you know, it's 9.5% of your body. He added almost 10% of his body weight. I feel like it would be a little more.
You would notice.
But that's not neither here nor there. I mean, I'm sure he did. I don't think anybody's making it up. But he's a small guy. He just is. And I caught up with him today. Here's what he had to say.
Emmanuel, new camp, new season, new staff. How are you feeling about a weekend?
I'm feeling great. You know, I'm going out there competing every day. You know, just looking forward to it.
How did you view your rookie season and then getting back to work after last year? What kind of things did you prioritize when you got back after it?
Definitely one thing is my weight and, you know, just learning the playbook and, you know, creating a closer bond with my coaches.
When you say closer bond, was that an issue you thought in the past, or was it something that you just realized now as a veteran second-year player in the league maybe could elevate your game?
Well, there's a lot of gray area, you know, but they definitely knows a lot about DBs and turning over the ball and getting turnovers. So I just take bits and parts of that out of their mind, and they help me all day, every day, you know, and just help me out.
Yeah, on the outside looking in, it feels like to me when they hire Dan Quinn and they bring in Joe Witt, there's no position group that should be more excited about those guys coming here than the DBs and the corners and ball hawks, because they've had a whole career of elevating guys. When you found out that that was what the staff was going to look like, what was your reaction and how much studying did you do on their track record?
I already had a track record on them. You know, they wanted me at Dallas out of the draft, but they weren't able to get me. So it was we already had kind of a close relationship. You know, when they got hired, it's the best thing for me, I feel like.
And I think a lot of people on the outside have this idea of what the Dan Quinn corner looks like. It's that big, long, physical bruiser. But here you are working with the first team. He's been raving about how you look so far. How do you feel as a fit in this scheme defensively?
I feel perfect. You know, that as long as I got ball skills and able to do my job and create turnovers, I'm going to be great in this defense. So, yeah.
You've made, I guess other people have too, made a lot about the weight you've added. You referenced it. It's not like me adding weight where I go to the drive-thru. Like, it's hard for you, I'm sure, to grind. What went into adding? I think you said 17 pounds. What went into that?
Nothing, just it's my job. You know, they asked me to do something, and I had to do it. And it's making me feel better about myself, about my body, moving good, and just stronger, honestly.
But I just meant, like, was there a... You know, we've heard, like, Michael Phelps, the swimmer, would eat, like, 12,000 calories. Was there a program you were on with, like, lifting or eating? Like, how did it actually work to do that?
Yeah, it was a lot of eating, a lot of resting, you know, rest my body, a lot of working out, and just, honestly, just trying to take care of my body and eating better. So, yeah.
Last couple things. Do you feel like going into year two with a new staff now, it's a new lease on life? Do you just hit reset, or do you enjoy looking back at last year and kind of learning from that?
Just leave the past on the past. You know, it was a learning moment, of course, but it helped me out, and look forward to this year.
Last thing, next week, you guys actually get to practice against somebody else, play a game. Are you at a point now in this process where you're ready to just stop seeing your own guys and see somebody else?
Yeah, you know, we're looking forward to going to the joint practice and preseason games, and we just keep getting better each day with each other. So, yeah.
Thank you, Emmanuel. Appreciate you.
Thank you.
I felt like there were a couple of potential nuggets there. The first was, when I asked him, what did you want to prioritize and do differently than last year? And he said he wanted to get his weight up, which we'll get back to. And he said, create a closer bond with my coaches.
Whoa. Does your radar go up there?
I followed up. I said, what do you mean? And he said, well, there was a lot of gray area. Didn't really give a lot of details. He would go on in the interview to say, I'm leaving the past in the past. But he wanted to create a closer bond with his coaches. I would say that's pretty telling.
It is pretty jarring to hear that, because it means that the implication, of course, is there wasn't one previously. That's a pretty reasonable conclusion there, right?
And by the way, if I'll, you know, just naming random DBs that came through, Corn Elder or some practice squad hopeful at some point, or some waiver wire claim that played like Rashad Wild Goose, didn't have a great relationship with coaches or whatever, maybe that's a little more understandable. This was the 16th overall pick in the draft who was really important to that front office and that coaching staff. So for him to say he wanted to create a closer bond with coaches, to me, is like screaming into a megaphone about that group a year ago. Now, maybe it doesn't matter anymore. He really seems to like the current group, and how could you not? What does Dan Quinn's resume look like? What does Joe Witt's resume tell you? Those guys make defensive backs better. And I got into it with him. Traditionally, you don't think about guys that look like Emmanuel Forbes when you think about their style of corner. But he says, essentially, that they wanted him coming out. He knows that. I didn't know that, but he said basically they looked at me, they were going to draft me, they didn't get a chance to, they like my ball skills. Well, they had back-to-back years, I think three in a row actually out of the last four, where they had the leading interceptor in the league in their scheme defensively in their secondary. And now they got a guy who set the all-time record in pick sixes. So if you're Emmanuel Forbes, after the disaster that your rookie year was where you got benched and you played the way that he did, what better chance, what better way to get back to playing like you did in college
indeed
than with this group coaching you?
Yeah, if there's anybody to do it, it's this particular group. I remember, it reminds me, I had a teammate years ago, and this is something I'm wondering about. I don't have a good answer. But a teammate years ago, he wasn't very good, and he just decided, the coaches don't like me. Coaches don't like me. Because he didn't perform well and got benched and ultimately transferred. But you wonder, was that it? Was it because they were so annoyed that you weren't playing very well? Were you not following instruction? The coach doesn't like me, or I want a closer bond with my coach. Maybe he felt unsupported. I mean, it could be a two-way street, right? You could have not been coached very well. Certainly stands to reason that his previous defensive backs coach was a high school coach in his prior experience. Or if it was he wasn't performing very well, so they kind of had to focus on guys that were, and he felt like he was alone on an island. I don't know the answer to that, but sometimes when you're benched, you think, oh, the coach hates me. And it's like, maybe he doesn't love your performance and still likes you as a person. I don't know, but that is an intriguing response.
He started today outside on the boundary opposite Benjamin St. Just, who's having a really good camp again.